There are those who say that light is an illusion, and reality as we know it is merely a figment of our imaginations. If this is so, then Brad and Janet are quite safe. But there are some who have a far more physical philosophy, those who would stop at nothing to satisfy their base desires. It could be that Brad and Janet are amongst those who hold the devil's reins.
Oh, Brad! Oh, yes! Yes, my darling! What if...
That's all right, Jim. Everything's ready to be... Oh, run!
Oh, I hope so! I'm so frightened! You!
I'm afraid so, Jim. But wasn't it nice?
It means the monster! What have you done with Brad?
Well, nothing. Why didn't I show?
You tricked me. I wouldn't tell them. Never. Never.
Yes, yes, I know. But it wasn't all bad, was it? Not even half bad. I think you really quite so joyous. So soft. So sensual.
Stop! I mean, help! Oh, Brad! Brad!
Shh. Brad told me to sneak by now. He wanted to see you like this.
Oh, it's your fault. You were to blame. I was saving myself.
Well, I'm sure you're not spent yet. Don't you cry when giving off a moment of pleasure. You could try for an instant replay. Oh, Janet. You've wasted so much time already. Brad needn't know. I won't tell him.
It's all right, Janet. Everything's going to be all right.
You! I'm afraid, sir.
Why, you? What have you done with Janet?
Well, nothing. Oh, I think I should.
Oh, you tricked me! I wouldn't have. I'd never, never.
Yes, yes, I know. But it wasn't all bad, was it? Not even half bad. I think you really quite enjoyed it. So soft. So sensual.
No, stop! I mean, Janet. Oh, Janet.
Janet, you're asleep by now. Do you want her to see you like this?
Like this? Like how? It's your fault. You're to blame. I thought it was a real thing.
Oh, come on. I can make it. You liked it, didn't you? Don't have crying and giving yourself a moment of pleasure. We could try for an instant replay. Oh, Brad, you've wasted so much time already. No, I wouldn't.
Master, the laboratory is empty. Roppy has vanished. The new playmate is loose and somewhere in the building.
Coming.
If only we were amongst friends or sane persons!
If and only. Two small words. Words that kept repeating themselves again and again in Janet's thoughts. But it was too late to go back now. It was as if she were riding a giant tidal wave. It would be folly to fight against it. Her only hope was to ride it out. Adapt and perhaps also survive.
Ah! Oh, it's you!
Being white. You've got any lip gloss?
I'm engaged to Brad, the same as Betty Monroe was to Ralph Hapchat.
But Frank's kiss is overwhelmed me with an ecstasy I've never even dreamed of before. burning. See that thing before? My mind's screaming. No! But my lips are hungry. So hungry. I want to be loved. Loved. My body throbbed. Excited. Oh, Brad. Where is Brad? And what have they done with him?
Janet's feelings ran wild as she frantically manipulated the selector switch on the TV monitor. The screen threw up images of empty rooms and of empty corridors. Finally, she stopped at Frank's bedroom.
You can't rely on anything.
Frank, how could you?
If one is suffering the pangs of remorse for a sexual indiscretion, it would seem logical that the transgressor would be sympathetic toward a loved one caught in a similar misdemeanor. But emotion is an irrational and a powerful master. And after what Janet had witnessed on the monitor, there was little doubt that she was indeed its slave.